T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lights walk. 5:06. Here we go. Getting underway with the 5 o'clock follies here on the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. The initial offering for this week. Yep. Monday. Pretty much done, I hope, for you at work. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Phones have been jumping all afternoon, so it's a text line. You're invited to use either and or both. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address is bob@1063word.com. Brother Fred was with us in the last hour. He's terrific. I love Brother Fred. And right after he was on, a texter sent me a message and said, Bobby, is Brother Fred like real? Or is, you know, like a character on the show? I said, no. I sent him a text back and said, Brother Fred is as real as it gets. And they sent me a return text that said, that's awesome. He's great. He is indeed. Also in on the text line this afternoon. Now, Bobby, I hope you can receive video through text. No, sadly, we can't. You can email it to me, though. If you have a video you want me to see, send it to bob@1063word.com. I'll email it to you later, but I'm driving right now. I think the video is a very good solution without any bloodshed. Anthony from Five Forks, not to be confused with that fool in the town next to me that we won't mention. Laugh out loud. And by the way, we know what Mexico would do. Just look what they did to our soldier that wandered over the border mistakenly. Yeah, kept him in prison for, almost a year. Bob, on the caravan, can you find any quote by any National Democratic leader saying to actually let him in? I don't think they have to say it. Everything, all of their actions prove they would prefer that outcome. Bob, POTUS is now pushing a 10% middle class tax cut. Why? Deficit last year was almost $1 trillion. Bob, please thank Moneypenny for spelling the code word. That helps a lot. What is the code word for this hour, Money? Salsa. It is always better with a little salsa on there. Bobby, is there a law that says we have to give people who came to this country illegally entitlements? Why don't we just stop? There's a fair question. To the phones we go, and our leadoff batter here in the Follies today is Pat, who is in Union. Hi, Pat. How's your Monday?
Oh, it's great out here.
Excellent.
I was say these guys that are coming up right now, they're useful to the Democratic Party, but Trump may fire him. But look what the Democratic Party people do to people that are no longer useful to them. They will annihilate them. I'll guarantee you anything. They've got people planted in that caravan coming up. If things don't start going their way, they're going to eliminate people.
See, I think the Democrats are guessing wrong on this, Pat. And I mean, I agree with what you said. I think the Democrats do think all of this will play out to their benefit. But I think they are misgauging the playing field here. I think all that they're doing is invigorating and energizing the conservative base to make sure that we have feet at the polling places on November the 6th. I think it's going to, just like Kavanaugh, blow back on him and turn out to be another strategic as well as tactical mistake.
Well, I got a feeling there's a big fat paycheck sitting here waiting for him when they cross the border.
Oh, you know it. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing.
Who is paying for this caravan's journey? I mean, thousands of adults and children on a 45-day trek. These people all need food. They need water. They need bathroom facilities. They need first aid. And all of these things cost money. And I find it curious. The New York Times went ballistic when they thought that UN Ambassador Nikki Haley had ordered some extravagant new drapes, which it turned out had been ordered before she was even up there. But they're uninterested in finding out about this enormously costly caravan?
Yeah. But I worked for a grocery store. And the farmer up there, this is New York, had brought in some Guatemalans to work. Now, when you work for a farmer, your housing is free, your heat is free, your power is free, and they butcher. When there's not enough meat, they'll get a hog or a cow, and they butcher it, so there's meat. These people are paid every 2 weeks a paycheck. And yet they came into the store and filed for food stamps and got it. And I said, well, you got money. What do you need the food stamps for? He says, oh, this money's going home to Guatemala.
See, that's when I said, when I mentioned in the last hour that a lot of these people are merely serving as middlemen to funnel American tax dollars to other third world countries. That's exactly what's happening.
Yep, it is.
That's
and you know why they got rallied for the food stamps? They don't speak good English.
Yeah, right. Well, this push is going to come to... Push is going to come to shove on this one, Pat, because they're not dealing with Barack Obama this time around, who's welcoming him with open arms and saying, yeah, come on in. And by the way, we'll make sure that whether you're an illegal or not, you can vote for Democrats in the next election. Now, it's a different kettle of fish with Donald Trump in the White House.
Yes. We need non-lawyers in Congress.
Yeah, I can't fault that logic either. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your call today. Yeah, the Democrats are hoping that the whole business with this caravan is going to hurt President Trump in the midterms. Images of the U.S. military turning away all these poor, helpless migrants from the border, dominating the news cycle. And all that's necessary is for a Democrat brown shirt activist inserted into the caravan, attempting to trigger a violent response from military or ICE or Border Patrol agents. All you need is that captured and edited by pre-placed media operatives to damage Trump and Republicans ahead of the midterms. And Trump is wisely, I think, encouraging Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, El Salvador, all these people to stop the caravan and wielding a pretty big economic stick as he makes these countries, as the Godfather said, an offer they can't refuse. I'm going to make him an offer they can't refuse. I mean, after 2 years... Wouldn't you think they already know it's not a good policy to cross Donald Trump, especially on a signature issue like border security? Now, Mexico appears to be listening to Trump to some extent anyway, attempting to stop the caravan on the border with Guatemala. But, you know, why don't Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, the leaders in House and Senate, call their respective houses of Congress into emergency session and vote on completely funding the wall right now? I mean, has it ever been more patently obvious this is a matter of national security and urgency? And let every member of Congress go on record for or against border and national security. And then load up all the illegals currently in the U.S. detention centers, put them on buses, send them to the local campaign offices of all members of Congress, regardless of party, who voted against protecting and securing our borders. I mean, you know, drop them off in San Francisco, in New York, in Portland, and Seattle, at the district offices of those voting no on the wall, and let these representatives and senators contend with illegal immigrants in their neighborhoods and districts. How will the voters like a small migrant caravan in your neighborhood? And then let the Democrats defend opening our country to those who disrespect America. You know, typically when you see a mob of people, a huge army marching toward a border and carrying the flag of their home country, it's an invading army. It's not illegal immigrants. They get to the border with Guatemala and Mexico, and they're waving the flags of Honduras and El Salvador and others and singing their national anthems of the country that is so despicable, you have to flee it. And so as soon as you get out, you start waving the flag of that country and singing their national anthem? Give me a break. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Right back, and more of your calls are on the way here on the Monday, Can't Trust That Day edition.
What?
Welcome back. 5:23 here on the Monday edition, the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, 71307. Bob, to paraphrase Pink Floyd, we don't need no immigration. We don't need no gun control. No liberal teachers in the classroom. Leave our president alone. All in all, we just need to finish building the wall. Nice. Like it when they use rock and roll in text messages. Bob, if there's a violent confrontation on the border, that could actually blow up in the Democrats' faces, mobilizing Republican voters to vote against Democrats and Republicans like Lindsey in favor of real Republicans. Bob, voter ID is like having a U.S. fertility insemination clinic based in Syria. Bobby, what's it take to be a Democrat? We live in mommy's basement, demand $15 an hour minimum wage, have no gender, and want as many illegals as possible in here to take your benefits and be an enemy of the other side and any gun control when it is the other side that owns all the guns. Bob, if Trump makes any kind of overture to resist this invasion force and fails, they will have beaten the United States, and then there'll be another invasion about three times this size. So if he resists it, we must do whatever it takes to stop it, or else we will show that our citizens that we truly have no borders, no sovereignty, and no backbone. 24 after 5, Boiling Springs, my next stop here on the Monday edition, and Mark joins us from there. Hi, Mark, and welcome to the show.
Mr. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I was holding as you were finishing up the call with the lady at the previous segment, and you stole a lot of my thunder.
Uh-oh.
I loved it.
Uh-oh.
it was fantastic. You said a lot of what I wanted to say. And based on what you just said, also, where is Flimsy Amnesty Graham right now?
Good question.
Where does he stand on this issue? As far as I'm concerned, his part in the Kavanaugh hearings has been washed by the fact that now he's right back to let's do the amnesty thing. But
he seems to be more wrought up over this Khashoggi guy who's not even an American citizen than he does about Benghazi or about an invasion of what one report now says is 14,000 people surging toward our border.
And so originally I wanted to call and also just you know, make the statement, Bobby, that I'm not quite as optimistic as you appear to be that this will blow up as much on the Democrats as some folks are saying. Emotions is how the Democrats and that side are running things right now.
Yeah, that's true enough.
If Trump does what he should do and is doing and exactly what his job is and his title, you know, gives him authority to do, which is to protect our sovereignty, that's his primary function.
Correct.
And if he does not do that, it's going to blow up in our faces. And if he does do it, there is the chance that it'll blow up in our faces because, and this is why I say this, because I'm not as optimistic that enough Republicans, conservatives, patriotic Americans who truly believe in our sovereignty and our liberties are going to show up in the droves that the Democrats are going to truck and bus and feed people into lines.
Yep.
And we need to win the House overwhelmingly in order to prove to people, listen, we support this guy. We support the law. Donald Trump is an afterthought in my mind.
Yeah.
He is the president, but the law the law is what the country should be run by.
Yeah, I agree. He is the figurehead for that. And that, of course, is what has brought him to the White House.
Yes. Yes, sir. And you know, we've got to energize our folks locally in our community, because they're doing it with big dollars and emotions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. And
media is working against us all day long.
Oh, yeah.
All day long. I'm fearful for it, for my children and for friends of mine's children.
Understood.
I love what you do. I appreciate it. Keep it up. I loved your rant the last segment. Like I say, you stole a lot of my thunder, but I loved it because you did it much better than I would have anyway.
Well, I don't know about that, Mark, but you're certainly right, and I get it, you know, and I come from a conservative perspective on this. So maybe my assessment of it is somewhat skewed because of that, but you make valid points. I mean, there are many on the left who make their decisions based purely on emotional reactions and what they see in the media. And of course, they're busy carrying the water. They're nothing but the public relations arm for the Democrats, and they still have influence. So you're right. It's incumbent on us to make sure that we turn out in vast numbers to offset whatever the Democrats have planned for the midterm election. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it very much. Good to have you here today, sir. 28 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, Bob, it's smelling good for midterms. Democrats are going to be out in the cold looking for a red sweater, and the Republicans will hold the House and Senate, and of course, the White House loves the color red. We'll see. Bobby, you should ban the word caravan and correct your listeners. It's an invasion force. As you said, don't let people use the language of the left. They're playing by their rules when they do so. That's true, and I have complained about that incessantly. Is this the WORD text line? Thank you. It is. And I'll text you right back and let you know. About the previous text asking if Brother Fred was real, and I responded, it doesn't get any more real than Brother Fred. Texter says, Brother Fred is very real. Ate many Thanksgiving and Christmas meals with him. However, I call him Uncle Fred. There you go. Annie is ready to go in the news center. By the way, here in the 5 o'clock Follies today, a continuation of our newly begun feature, our Bobby Mac Show editorials. Gramps is back with another editorial today. That's coming up in the next segment. I am the attack dog of the right, the bombastic, loud mouth of the South. Thank you. 5:38, 22 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show, Monday edition. Yeah, this report about the invasion mob swelling to 14,000 people. This is a story today from the Washington Times. Members of the illegal immigrant caravan chanted, yes, we could. A takeoff on Yes We Can. You remember that's the cheer that immigrant rights activists have used for years and which the Obama campaign co-opted back in 2008. Mexican police, who failed to stop them at that country's border with Guatemala, now serve as escorts for the caravan as it barrels north. Its members clear that they have no intention of staying in Mexico and have eyes only for the U.S. New estimates cited by El Universal, a Mexican newspaper, says the caravan now has 14,000 people, many of them already in Mexico, while others still wait at the international border with Guatemala in what has become a major humanitarian crisis, which is just what the left wants. Massive numbers proving to be a major test for the U.S. and Latin American governments, which all say they want the migrants to follow the laws and request entry to other countries through the usual channels. And that would be going to the American embassy in your home country. Yet the vast majority of caravan members have other ideas. They're pleading with Mexico not to deport them, insisting they're just passing through. Well, all right, where are their travel documents? One woman, quoted by the BBC, identified as Maria, walking with her husband and two children, said they're looking for work. That would put them in the category of illegal migrants, not asylum seekers, yet many appear confident they could take advantage of lax U.S. laws to gain a foothold in the shadows. This is, again, where the president is absolutely right. It is the, thank you, the late, great Lion of the Senate, spelled L-Y-I-N, Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, who modified the American immigration laws that set up these kind of situations in the profusion that we're seeing today. To the phones we go. Robert is next up. He is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Robert, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. First, I just want to thank you for everything that you do for us on this show.
Thank you, sir.
It's fantastic and a blessing. I wanted to say two quick points. One is I agree with the caller earlier who said that we need to stop using the word caravan. That this is not a caravan by any definition of the word caravan. It's an invading army. And if you look at the majority of them are able-bodied men, that should tell you a lot right there.
Yep.
My second point is they're doing what ISIS did overseas. They're using women and children as a shield.
Right.
Because they know we are very compassionate as Americans, and we feel for women and children. But the problem here is that if I was one of them and I wanted to go to a country, I would never put my family in that kind of position and danger.
Right.
So therefore, I think these people don't really care about these women and children, even if they're their own families, because they can't possibly care about them.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking, Robert, at that story that I printed out from the Washington Times, and there's a photo along with it. And it shows in the photo, it's about eight people wide, and the photo extends back some probably 50, 60 yards. And the vast majority, and when I say vast majority, I can count looking at this photo, one, two, three women in this mob, which probably totals, I'm going to guess, 400 people?
That's my point.
Yeah. And
okay, thank you, Bobby.
My pleasure. Thank you, and thank you for the kind words, Robert. Appreciate that very much. Let's go to Greer next. Ray is along here on the Monday edition of the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Bobby. Would just like to make a couple comments for the other side, the other team,
yeah,
which I am part of. You know, have worked all my life, paid into Social Security, paid taxes, continue to work. But don't you think the border should work both directions? I spend about 8 months a year in Mexico,
right,
working with automotive companies because that's where all the automotive companies are going.
Right.
And their supply. Well, why is it that stopped?
Yeah, fair question. And I think the president has done some things in that direction, but probably not enough.
I don't think so.
Well, hasn't he forced the Mexican government to pay the workers in the auto industry there the same thing they make in the U.S.?
No, not even close.
Really? Why was that reported that way?
I don't know why. There's a lot of things reported that are not factual.
Well, that's true enough.
You know, but no, that's not even close. I was just talking to an engineer, a mechanical engineer, this last week. And they have been doing this for about 12 years. And they said if they change companies, they will then be up to about $26,000 a year.
Wow.
That's a mechanical engineer.
Right.
Not an industrial.
So there's still a world.
There's still
a world of difference in what they're paying in Mexico and what we're paying here in the U.S.
Oh my God,
yeah,
Bobby!
Right.
Oh my God! You know, but I guess I'm not a true left, but you know, I don't understand people wanting, you know, cabinets full of AR-15s and all that. But you know, I'm not going to beat on their door and want them back or things like that. But
that's where you would differ. Right. You're right to define yourself as not a true leftist, because to me, The differences between conservatives and liberals are pretty stark. If a conservative doesn't like guns or doesn't want them, he doesn't buy one. If you're a liberal, you don't want anyone to have one.
Oh, I don't. You know, everybody has their own freedom. If that's what you like to collect,
right?
And like to go out and shoot. You know, the more key. You know, my son was an ex-Marine. Has got the AR-15 in his house and multiple weapons. And he doesn't understand why I don't, but that's just my personal belief.
Sure, and that's your right.
Yeah.
The difference is, of course, Ray, as I'm sure you recognize, the people on the left want to mandate that no one should have guns, and that's a marked difference from your own beliefs and opinions.
Okay, and just one more. I think until this country gets back to knowing the difference between want and need, we're going to be hurting.
Yeah,
this country needs to dig way back further than what they're bringing up on the nightly news.
Yeah,
you know, I think we need to bring discipline back home and discipline in the schools and respect back for your elders and. All that needs to change before things will start changing.
Yeah, I think many would agree with that position. Ray, thanks very much. I appreciate your calling today. 546, 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. And when we come back, as promised, another Bobby Mack Show editorial, Gramps, will be along coming up.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 5:51, 9 before 6. Yeah, we've got a sweeper that says it. You know, I can explain it, but I can't understand it for you. Texter says, did you just say conservatives don't want guns? No, read my lips. I said the difference between conservative and liberals is if a conservative doesn't like guns for whatever reason, they simply don't buy guns. But if you're a liberal and you don't like guns, you don't want anybody to have a gun. Simple as that. Bobby, how can the left even defend this BS? Any moron knows this is a politically paid bunch of you-know-what. I would agree. Bob, PBS had a show last week about immigration during the 1920s. Look up the word eugenics. By the way, immigration was almost zero. Immigration was almost zero for several decades in this country. The rationale being that we'd had a big flux of immigrants, Irish, Italians, Asians, and others, and they wanted to give that wave of immigrants an opportunity to assimilate into American society. So they shut down immigration for several decades. It was virtually zero. And it worked. But unfortunately, with the wave of illegals that we're seeing now, assimilating into American society is not a goal. Now, look at the demonstrations in Los Angeles and other places where they get out and wave Mexican flags. They don't want to assimilate into American culture in many instances. They want to bring the culture of their home country here. Now, Bobby, so now that the Mexican police are acting as escorts, will they open fire on our LEOs and military when we deny the illegals entry? Now, the Chuck Schumers and Nancy Pelosi's of the world probably hope so. Let's go to Greer next and bring in Jan here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Monday edition. Hi, Jan, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Bobby. I'll be very quick, but I do have a recommendation that might make the Mexican government take action within 48 hours to stop the caravan.
I'd love to hear it.
Unfortunately, it involves a presidential executive order, which I realize would just be temporary.
Right.
But if a $1,000 service charge was demanded on every single solitary money transfer to any South American country starting tomorrow,
right,
they would shut this thing down in 48 hours because it's a third of all these countries' money. Is money coming from the U.S.
Yes.
from all these fake U.S. workers. And so it would take a presidential executive order, which we don't want, but still that would get Mexico's attention. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that, Jan. I have proposed something similar myself, slapping a 50% tax on any of that money that's going bad. That way you get everything, no matter how much money you spent, whether you're sending back $50 or $50,000, a 50% tax on them. I think it's that would be a great solution. Thank you, Jan. I appreciate it very much. 5:54 here on the Bobby Mac Show. And as promised here on today's edition, it is time once again for another Bobby Mac Show editorial. Expressing the views of the Bobby Mac Show is our own Gramps.
What in the gold dang world's going on around here? The other day, my bank told me I should start paying my bills online. What? Like on my computer? How you do that? Where you put the check? In that little hole in the back? Well, it won't fit. Back in my day, you got your electric bill in the mail. And then you didn't have enough money to pay it, so you put it off for a month. Then you got your electricity turned off, so you wrote a check, licked a stamp, put it in the mail, and they turned your heat back on. Those were the days. Now they have this Apple Pay and PayPal. Well, I don't want a pal. I got plenty of friends, and I hate them all. Now I'm going to go out and buy me some stamps and pay some bills. Screw your pals.
This has been another Bobby Mac Show editorial as presented by Gramps. Remember, people with contrary opinions to today's editorial are welcome to express them merely by going to the website buzzoff.com. That's buzzoff.com. I got to wrap things up here in the 5 o'clock follies and get ready for the bonus hour that is on the way, which is jam-packed with more of your calls in on the text line. Bob, you mentioned the Mexican flags in California. If you look at the photos of the caravan, they're proudly waving Guatemalan and Honduran flags. Yeah. Bob just had a great idea. Let's escort the mob of Hispanics all the way to Canada. Let Justin Trudeau deal with it. Bob, why did I hear the police in Mexico won't stop these migrants, but when an American soldier accidentally crossed the border with a gun, he was put in jail for months? Bob, attention, Democrats, more voters showing up for Trump rallies now than in 2016. See, the president's going to do a big event for Ted Cruz. The venue seats, I think, 17,000 people. And more than 100,000 applied to be able to attend the rally? Not a good sign if you're Nancy Pelosi or Beto O'Rourke. Bonus hours next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.